Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now Trey out there dribbling in the middle. Fires a long three. Bang! Trey Young! He just hit the big three and the Hawks lead by six.
Hawks Radio with the call. Atlanta takes out Filthy in seven games. The Atlanta Hawks go to the Eastern Conference Finals. For the second time in 50 years, they're melting down in the city of brotherly love. If you missed that audio, 7:40 this morning, Troy was spying on our sister station, WIP. And right now, Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons are catching all the heat for it. Doc Rivers loses another game seven. Ben Simmons doesn't shoot, doesn't score in basically all the fourth quarters. He's supposed to be the next LeBron. He's represented by LeBron's agency. He's making 4 for $140 in his future contract. 35 a year. And Ben Simmons gets the yips. Terrified of shooting free throws, passing up dunks, definitely not going to shoot a jumper or a three. And you could see it in his face. He wanted no part of it. It felt like it was hot potato out there. I thought he was going to try to accumulate a bunch of fouls to get benched. Like, he committed a silly foul, and I was like, oh, he wants out. He wanted no part of it, and now Filthy wants no part of him moving forward.
Let's just go and look at the numbers. Ben Simmons in the fourth quarter of the series. Game one, 2 for 2. Game two, 0 for 0. Game three, 1 for 1. Game four, 0 for 0. Game five, 0 for 0. Game six, 0 for 0. Game seven, 0 for 0.
Oh, God.
0 field goal attempts in these fourth quarters. Their second best player. He's supposed to be the Robin. He's supposed to be the Porzingis. And him and Doc Rivers are getting destroyed with Atlanta moving on.
You know, I don't know what to make of Doc. I can't give coaches limited credit when they win and kill them when they lose. That would be hypocritical of me. But nobody hypocrites quite like I do.
That's true.
So that's the one thing. I'm not going to sit here and blame Doc Rivers. When his point guard refused to shoot in five of the seven fourth quarters that he played in.
Maybe
you
shouldn't have played him.
What are you going to do? You're paying him $30 million. He's your point guard. I mean, what are they going to, what would they do?
Seth, just put Seth out there, another guard. I don't know. But 34% from the line, worst in NBA history with a minimum of 70 attempts from Ben Simmons. And the post-game vitriol coming from his own team.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid said the turning point was when Simmons passed up an easy layup or dunk with about 3.5 left. Atlanta went on a 5-0 run. Doc Rivers was asked, can Ben Simmons be your point guard for a title team moving forward?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. You know, so I don't know the answer to that.
Wow.
What do you, when you say get in the gym with him, what needs to be done? I mean, obviously, this is coaching.
Yeah, I mean, that's between Ben and I.
You don't get that in a post-game presser right afterwards. They're like, guys, that's stuff we're evaluating. We're going to evaluate after the season. For Embiid to say, I don't know if we can bring back this cast, and for Doc to say, I don't know if I can answer that, this is over. I think it has to be over for Ben Simmons. And Shaquille O'Neal was pouring it on. He started with his ATL celebration on Inside the NBA after the series ended.
Take these broken wings, learn to fly again, learn to do ATL, you know the rest.
he loved them all from the
duck
start.
If you buck.
Duck if you buck. Hey. Duck. Shout out to every Jermaine Dupree.
Ludacris. Welcome to Atlanta.
Ludacris. Welcome to Atlanta.
T.I., what's up, King?
I was going to throw out a stat, but
no.
Heck with it.
Wow. Only Shaq can go from Mr. to crime mob in one musical interlude.
And they were wondering what type of scene it was with Lou Williams hitting the Magic City in Atlanta. Very well known. The Lemon Pepper Lou in Atlanta with all the strip clubs.
They are the parties that team must have gone through. I mean, that was, for me, I loved seeing them win.
Yeah.
I know that it was...
They're the most fun team.
They without question are. And I know that, you know, it'll make us sit here and be like, man, you know, we should be there. Because the Mavs are better than the Hawks. Luka is better than Trey. And it's making us question everything that we think. I mean, it really is. Like, we're having to question all this. Do we really win the trade? Yeah,
I'm not questioning.
We did win it.
Why would you say that? Today's the anniversary. Why would you mention that on the anniversary?
Of what? The trade?
Of the trade. Today's the anniversary.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
I'm not questioning it, but it's making me think, like, do I have to adjust how I'm thinking about everything here?
Nah. They beat the Knicks. That was an easy first-round opponent. And then they got Embiid banged up, and a Ben Simmons meltdown that will get him traded out.
If they beat Milwaukee.
Oh, well, then we can have this discussion. Okay. if they have this discussion.
Because I don't think it's crazy they could beat Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee's clearly should be the favorite, but like, if they were to win this series, I wouldn't be like, whoa, lose my mind.
All right.
The one that hurts the most to me is Phoenix. Because everything I think about the NBA is that, yeah, you can't just build a team and go from not making the playoffs to the conference finals. Doesn't happen. History shows it doesn't happen.
Well, the Lakers were handicapped.
They were, but you know, then they went and they won the next series.
Yeah.
In four. And they've won 8 straight playoff games.
And Denver didn't have their second best player.
They didn't. So I get, yeah, there's what ifs everywhere.
All right, before we get to Porzingis for Ben Simmons and whether you're accepting that trade on the Autoflex Easton Fantex, Ben Simmons was even asked last night, would you consider a position change?
Going to do what I got to do and work on my game to get better. I mean, I'm not really – that's not my focus right now. We lost game 7. So never let the highs get too high and the lows get too low. So for me, more work, get my mind right, my body right, for next season, do what I can control.
That right there is a broken individual. Mm-hmm. That's a broken, empty man.
God, he was broken during that entire press conference. I mean, the Philadelphia media, as if they're any different from any other media, which they are in this case, boy, they were snippy.
You gave up a dunk opportunity right there, and I know you're a pass-first guy, but you're also 6'10 and 240. Is there something going on in your head where you just feel like you can't shoot at some times?
Nah, I just assumed Gallo was coming over my back, and then Collins moved out, and so I thought he just had a wide open dunk.
Man, they're gonna chew him up and spit him out.
Yeah, they are.
Like, this thing is over. So I was like, hey, why don't we trade our problem for their problem, and let's deal Porzingis for Ben Simmons? To me, it's a no brainer. Not as many Tolos are green.
They're not. A lot aren't, because it's like you're going to bring a guy here who can't shoot. Like, imagine, and look, I get it, and I would probably make the trade too. In fact, I would.
Okay.
Because I'm trading my problem for their problem, and it's just like, let's just see what the change of scenery is. But we know how the story is going to end. In 2 years, we're going to be complaining that in the fourth quarter, Luka has no help because he has a guy who can't shoot.
Yeah, but I'm not going to rely on him in the fourth. He's going to be out there as my facilitator. I'm still going to try to get someone else who can score in the fourth. Ben does everything else. A 6'10", 25-year-old who defends, rebounds, gets to the bucket, handles the ball, which this team needs to take pressure off Luka. Porzingis does what? What does Kristaps Porzingis do to me compared to Ben Simmons' skill set? He can shoot better and he can spot up from three if he's out there. I also would take, both are mentally fragile right now. I mean, Porzingis looks like Michael Jordan mentally compared to Ben Simmons. But Porzingis also may not be okay with being a sidekick. Simmons running away from the spotlight, sprinting away. So let me capitalize on that and take advantage. I don't know if Philly would accept it because maybe Porzingis' psyche would get chewed up and spit out there. But give me the guy who can help me defensively, rebound, assist, ball handle, do everything, and then I'll get one more just straight-up score for the fourth quarters.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I'm making the trade in a heartbeat.
Trade machine, successful.
Yep. People say, y'all claim that KP did everything when the Mavs got him. Otani's a unicorn, right? Look at him healthy. Maybe KP still isn't 100%. Bring on Simmons. He'll bounce back. KP for BS is exactly how it sounds. KP has a higher ceiling. We already have a free throw liability with Luka.
Oh.
I mean, how are you going to do that? Your two primary ball handlers in the fourth quarter can't play in the fourth quarter.
Well.
Like, try to nurse a lead.
Yeah, it could be a mess on the free throw line.
Final 2 minutes of a game, this is going to be Kansas versus Memphis in the title game all over again. With these two.
Would you do it?
Who has the higher upside? I'm going to go with the guy who has the higher upside.
The higher upside. Okay, well, I mean, let's bring in the injuries, too. We know Porzingis' injuries. Then I go and look at Simmons. He's only played in 57 and then 58 games in the last 2 years out of 82. So they're both banged up. They're both making 30 mil. They're both mid-20s. This is the question I kept asking during the year. What is Kristaps Porzingis' skill set? To me, and this is why I was so thrilled when they pulled off the trade, to me, Kristaps Porzingis is a 7'3" guy who can shoot, who can hit mid-range. He's athletic enough to get to the bucket. He doesn't defend, but he can block shots. Like, to me, Kristaps Porzingis is almost unlimited offensively. I just don't know if he's willing to muck it up, to post up, to get physical. Ben Simmons is baby LeBron without shooting. Now, shooting is arguably the most important thing in the entire sport, okay? So that's a big, 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 big hurdle. But this guy, he can impact, win, and control a game without scoring a point.
He can.
Doesn't need the spotlight, can handle the ball. And some people are like, how's Luka going to play? Luka has to have the ball all the time. Well, he's going to have to get used to not having it and resting up and taking advantage of those situations. Kevin Durant, that final three that he shot that came up short, the man was exhausted. He literally had it all out there, 48 minutes every single night. And Luka wears down too. So for his own betterment, he's going to have someone else handle the rock and control the ball. And Ben Simmons can do that. Ben Simmons is a freak athlete.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Like Porzingis is a freak frame. Ben Simmons is a freak athlete. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, he is a freak athlete. The shooting issue is one that's very difficult to get over.
Yeah.
You know, if he can't be the number two on Philadelphia, that he can't be the number two here.
No, I don't think I'm not making him the number. But I just need.
Like, you may not even have. How about this?
What if I had Jet Terry on this team? What if it was Jet, Luka, and Simmons?
What if you? Here's the more likely.
I'm just talking about like a Vinny Johnson type, Lou Williams type, straight up scorer, where I'm not giving Ben Simmons the ball to be the guy in the fourth. You know, can I just add an aspect of scoring, a specialty of scoring with nothing else to make up for Ben in the fourth?
Like, what is Ben Simmons now?
He's LeBron James without scoring.
So that makes him Josh Richardson.
No.
Josh can't score. Josh is a great defensive player. And
Ben Simmons is a three-time All-Star.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. And how much of that is because of his name? because where he was picked. Like Ben Simmons, I like Ben Simmons, but
would you rather have? Would you rather have, you wouldn't rather have Ben Simmons than Porzingis?
I probably would, but I mean, I think we're going to have a different form of frustration with him.
Like Ben Simmons, I don't disagree.
We're just going to transfer our frustration because neither one can stay healthy. We're going to transfer our frustration from KP is soft and can't rely on him and just stands there to Ben Simmons is soft and
can't rely on him.
Can't rely on him because he can't shoot.
Yeah.
And I think you may not even need to trade Porzingis to get Ben Simmons.
But there's no doubt in my mind. What do you mean?
They may want to get rid of him so badly they'll take anything.
No. There's no doubt in my mind Ben Simmons makes you a better basketball team than Porzingis here. I mean, he just helps me in so many different ways. Now, those moments I don't have an answer for right now.
Because you're losing 18 points a night. Or 14, well, I should say.
And Ben is 16, 8, and 7.
But in the playoffs, he's 0.
That's a problem.
Yeah, like regular season.
What was Porzingis in the Clipper series?
15, maybe something like that. Not much.
Yeah, I just think I become a better basketball team, and then I figure out the free throw and the fourth quarter thing afterwards. Yeah, I can't solve it all. Look, when you got damaged goods, you ain't trading it for brand new. Okay, that's why the saying is, let's trade our problem for your problem. You're normally trading for a problem, or you can decide to fix your own problem. All right, let's see how the Tolos vote on this thing at 877-881-1053. And how a shoe size, the wrong shoe size, cost the team from going to the next round. Plus, RJ, and why you better get out and start shopping big today. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
How about it? The Bucks did it, folks. Celebrate. Fear the deer. Go crazy in the Deer District. Go crazy all across the state. Bucks have won this thing. This one is now officially over. How about this? 115-111 Bucks win. Here we come, Eastern Conference Finals.
Bucks radio with the call. What a game Saturday night. Kevin Durant hitting what looked like the series-ending three. But his toe was on the line. They go to overtime. Somehow Milwaukee recovers, and they win Game 7 in Brooklyn. Bucks, Hawks, Eastern Conference Finals. It's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. And Durant, turns out, is wearing a basketball shoe that's one size bigger than what he wears when he's not hooping. Says he wants to feel more comfortable, more aerodynamic. So he wears a size 18 versus a size 17. And the internet's saying if you're wearing a size 17, Brooklyn is in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Probably are. That one extra shoe size got that toe on the line. That hurt. But how about the fact that you let a team off the hook? They had gone on a 13-4 run to take a lead. You come back, you force overtime. And this is a Milwaukee team that loves to come up small. Loves it. They can't wait to disappoint you. And you let them off the hook. You let them off the hook. And it was just great with Kyrie sitting there watching it all.
It
was great to see.
And Harden sitting there. It felt right that this team didn't move on.
Yeah, I would have felt dirty.
Yeah.
Had they won. It would have felt dirty. I want Giannis to get his ring. You know, this is the year. Like, let him get his ring before Luka starts to really kind of get into his groove.
Giannis said afterwards for the second time that Kevin Durant was the best player in the world. Where are we with this? This argument is so flimsy. Every single year we do it. I'm guilty of it too. It's Steph. Then it's back to LeBron. How could we disrespect him? Then it's Kawhi. When he takes Toronto, then it's Giannis. Like this thing just, then it's Durant. He's the best scorer. Well, can I count on Durant to be healthy? Like who's the best player in basketball?
It's probably LeBron for now. But Durant's probably the second best. I don't even think it's close.
Hmm.
I mean, the guy's doing this just off of torn Achilles. He's phenomenal. He is incredible at everything. Big shots. Doesn't matter when and where.
He's so good. It it made sense. It felt right that Harden was like in this secondary role. It's yeah. like James is like, here you go. And James Harden is, as Barkley said, maybe the greatest scorer or the greatest one-on-one player ever. Like James Harden is an MVP every year. And he's like, here, Kevin, take it.
Kevin could play the two, the three, the four, the five. I don't know if he could play the one. He might be able to. But you know what I mean? Like, he could play every, I mean, he plays so many positions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's KD.
All right, so that was the loss for Brooklyn. The Mavs are bringing Dirk back as a special advisor to try to find their next head coach. Apparently, they've had some preliminary conversations about Jason Kidd, according to Tim McMahon. So, Cuban trying to save face with some positive PR. The Tolos responding to my idea of Porzingis for Ben Simmons. Here we go off of Twitter. We've been reading the fan text. Here's some tweets back at me at 1053SS. You can have Ben. I'll be glad to have KP. One man's trash is another man's treasure. No chance Philly wants Porzingis because he's a shell of himself and injury prone. They will trade Simmons, but not for him. Bassick was just in here in the commercial break saying, I can't see Philly wanting Porzingis. And I was like, what other deals would come in? Like, would they get blown away? He's like, what about Indiana? Just trade for a bunch of their role players. Would you rather have a bunch of them versus Porzingis? Z, everyone should say hell no. Luka needs shooters around him. Why would Philly want Embiid and Porzingis? Sean Hudgens used to work here. I don't think pairing Luka with the worst shooter in the NBA is a sound idea. He's more broken than Porzingis.
Man, he might be. I mean, mentally, he's definitely more broken.
Yes.
Porzingis mentally is fine. I think he's just mad.
Look, here's the way I look at it. He's broken, too, physically.
Yes.
Here's the way I look at it. My to-do list, right? My to-do list having Luka with Ben Simmons is shorter than my to-do list having Luka and KP with the way Porzingis is right now. Maybe some light goes on, or maybe Luka just makes it his mission to have Porzingis as an all-star. I think Luka's good enough. He can figure it out if he put enough time into it. If I have Ben Simmons, I am better defensively. I'm better in terms of having another ball handler. I'm so much better in terms of playmaking. I'm better going to the rim. And I might be better with rebounds. I have to look at the two rebounding.
It ain't saying much.
I mean, Ben's 6'10".
So, I mean, you can grab three rebounds a night and you're better than Porzingis.
So my to-do list with Ben Simmons is free throw shooting in the fourth quarter of playoff games, and I need a second score. Luka's going to take me home, but I need a second score. I can find a score. I can find someone to just flat out score. With Porzingis, my to-do list includes defense. I mean, no one cares, but how much better are you with Ben Simmons trading for him and swapping out Porzingis? With Porzingis, my to-do list is I still need another ball handler. I still need defense. I still need someone that can go to the bucket. And I still need another playmaker in terms of assists. My to-do list with KP is longer than my to-do list with Simmons. I just don't think I could get Philly to bite.
Probably a little longer, but the one thing that is the great equalizer is KP can actually score. He can actually shoot. He does the one thing really, really well that you want everybody.
Simmons can score.
But he can't shoot.
He can't shoot.
Like, KP, efficient-wise, shooting the three kind of blows it away.
Ben Simmons shot one shot outside of the paint during the postseason.
Yeah, I can't
post-season,
do that.
Postseason, one shot outside of the paint.
I just can't do that. I really can't. It's gonna make it difficult to figure out how to make that actually work. Especially when, do you really want somebody who would be, like, don't you want outside shooters when Luka's going to be the one driving in the lane?
Yeah.
So you would absolutely remove that with Simmons.
But Porzingis is not a great enough three-point shooter that I fear losing that and not being able to replace it. You know, like, if I get a Seth Curry on the market, If I get a Gallinari, I can find some shooting. I can find shooters. What does Porzingis give me that, like, I'm petrified of losing?
You had Seth Curry. He's better with Philadelphia than he was here.
They wanted defense. They wanted toughness.
They did.
They wanted Luka protectors.
He was better in Philadelphia than he was here.
Andrew on Twitter, awful idea, disastrous idea. Another Andrew, absolutely not. Jim, Simmons is a bum. No idea why he wears a shooting sleeve. Maybe that's to throw people off. Joko, everyone should say no. Another Steven, Ben Simmons is garbage. Brandon, yes, do it. You can always find a score. Why the heck would Philly want another big guy? They need a pick and roll point guard. This is stupid. Thank you, John. Well, Porzingis isn't really a big guy.
He's not. He's become a stretch.
He's Kevin Love and Chris Bosh.
He's a stretch.
What they became.
Yeah, he's like a floor spacing guy now, and that's not what he wants to be. And I don't know if
that. I don't want him to be that.
No, I don't either. And I don't know if that was Rick or Bob. Like, who told him to be that? Was it Rick or Bob?
Or was it Rick or Bob? So that's just a little idea to throw out there. Yes, the Mavs would be awful, like depressing, shooting free throws in the fourth quarter. Why should everyone go shopping today? What's going on?
It is Prime Day, Troy. Amazon Prime.
I should have waited a day. I ordered a safe yesterday on Amazon.
A safe.
I ordered a safe.
For all his guns. For all his. Is that what it is?
It is for my gun.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
It's for my gun. He's about to walk. I don't want to mess around with all that. I need.
The other way to protect him from your gun is just not have a gun.
Oh, thank you. Why don't you go? You got any more stuff for me? You lib?
Yeah, lib.
You dirty lib?
Snowflake.
I need the gun, and then I got to figure out something to do with the pool. Pool entry. Terrified of that.
Pool entry. Oh, they have those cages. They have those screens.
I already keep them in a cage.
No. They have those. They have like fences that you can put around the pool.
Okay.
That they have for kids.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is Amazon Prime Day, so all kinds. Today and tomorrow. They moved it up. Usually it's in July. Last year was in the fall because of the pandemic. Now they have moved it up. But you can get like Sony noise canceling headphones for $78.
Ugh, 78, that's a lot of money.
Well, they're usually like 150 or 200.
All right.
If you wanna like, I think it was Hagelin last week talking about stalking. If you wanted to get a tile tracker for somebody, $25.
What is that?
That's one of those tile things that you put on someone's keychain.
Oh.
Yeah, but they would know if it's on the keychain. But this is like for kids. You know, you get the keychain.
$78 Lego Star Wars.
What is that?
There's the deal. Lego Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing.
Amazon Fire Stick, $25. That's half off. Like a Chromebook, $189.
I need one of those for a man cam.
What's that?
A Chromebook. I need a laptop.
Yeah, get you one right here, man. $189. A tablet, $79. That's 50% off. A Fitbit for $30. All kinds of great stuff.
You going to be hitting it up?
Maybe. I want to see if they have some tools. I need some tools.
Oof.
Wait, what?
For what? You're not a handyman.
No, but you need tools.
Oh, the look.
Yeah, the look.
Like Ben, it's like your Ben Simmons arm sleeve.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I
what's the last thing you fixed with a legit fix with a tool?
I was at my parents' house yesterday. Their sprinkler head was not their sprinkler head. Their faucet.
Yeah.
Wasn't it was like spraying everywhere. So I busted out the old plumber's wrench.
All right.
Crack included?
Yes, crack included.
Nice.
And I kept turning and turning and turning and it eventually broke.
What do y'all think of these robot vacuums?
I have one. The Roomba?
Yeah.
It's great if you have no cords on the floor.
Okay.
True.
Which I have cords on the floor, right?
Yeah.
And it just gets wound up in there and it stops.
All right.
And also if you're using it in a very small area, like if you live in a like a two-story house and you expect it to clean, that's not the purpose of it. Also, just put it in a room.
Also, I hope you don't have OCD. Because if that gets on your carpet, your vacuum tracks are everywhere. There's no uniformity to your vacuum
tracks. Who hates vacuum tracks? It, like, looks clean.
I know. But if you have the Roomba, Your vacuum tracks are crisscrossing all over the place. If you have OCD, it looks terrible. I walk in, if I don't shut my bedroom door and the Roomba goes in my bedroom and I've got those Roomba vacuum tracks, I got to re-vacuum.
Really?
Oh, it doesn't look right.
Nah, the only thing that bothers me about something like a Roomba is when you set it down, you walk away, you're like, yeah, I'm good. And then you come back. Where the hell did that thing go? Yeah. And then you're having to look under beds and couches and like, oh. Where is it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.